This is More Knowledge, More Wealth with your host, Gabriel Shaheen. Gabriel is a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor at Falcon Wealth Planning. This show does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the services or securities discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors are advised not to rely on any information contained in the broadcast in the process of making a full informed investment decision. More knowledge, more wealth on AM 590, The Answer. Now here's your host, Gabriel Shaheen.
Good afternoon. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. I'm excited to share with you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Now feel free to join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones. Now to the listener, you can always reach myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526 with any personal questions you have that you want to relate this show to your specific situation. Now, I'm a principal of Falcon Wealth Planning. We are a registered investment advisory firm. We're a fee-only financial planning firm that also manages money as well. Well, we cover anything that covers a dollar sign, folks. That's when can you retire, how much do you need for retirement, taxes, estate planning, mortgages, insurance, estate planning, tax planning, folks, anything that involves a dollar sign. And if you want help making sure that you're going to retire properly, making sure you could save on taxes, make sure you're taking advantage of all the strategies that are available to you. Folks, give us a call. We are offering a free financial assessment. It's a $500 offer. You could take full advantage of that. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com. for short, where we can help put that financial assessment together for you and answer all the miscellaneous questions you may have. Now, what I wanted to go over with you today is, of course, the stock market. Stock market is hitting all-time highs, knocking on the door of 22,000, the Dow. And it seems like no signs of slowing down. Of course, that's what you're hearing now. Now, if you were listening for when Trump got elected, or even pre the election, or even the previous year, or when Obama was in, or no matter what, everything was doomsday come 2008. Now, the bottom of the stock market in March of 2009 was out 6,600. In 2009, it got all the way down to 6,600, the Dow Jones. Now, if you take a look, it's almost at 22,000. It's three times, up 300% of where it was before. So, now, naturally, of course, you're hearing everything about record profits. Everybody's talking about how great the stock market is doing. So now you're getting a little blue. Why are you blue? Because you're thinking, man, I should have invested my money. I don't know why I went in cash. I don't know why I bought that annuity. And I don't know why I'm not participating in this. I should take my extra cash and go invest it. That's maybe what you're saying, isn't it? Well, here, I want to share something with you. And this is a fact, one of my favorite quotes from Mr. Warren Buffett. And it's a famous saying I've said on the radio many times and now makes more sense than ever. Now, I'm not trying to say the stock market's going to go down. Nobody can tell you that. Any idiots on the news, on the radio, on TV, on the internet, who try in the water cooler next to our work, tries to say it's going to go down is crazy or lying, because nobody knows. You got professionals that don't know and they get it wrong all the time. For example, find me somebody who told you to sell in October of 2007 and buy back in March of 2009. And guess what? They do not exist. So, my point is that people are looking to get back into this stock market. Okay. 9 years after the crash of 2008. Okay. What's your point? My point is this. Warren Buffett states a very classic saying. When people are fearful, like those in 2008, be greedy. What does that mean? Well, if people are scared, that's a good time to buy. Be greedy. Buy cheap. Just like when suits go on sale, things go on sale, what do? You buy more suits. Be greedy. Yes, you don't need them all, but you're going to need them eventually, so buy them when they're cheap. And when those are greedy, be fearful. So when those people are buying into the stock market, telling you to buy, sound like an NSYNC person right there. But anyway, when you go to buy into the stock market, that's when you should be fearful. Yet again, I'm not telling you the stock market's going to go down. I have no clue. Will it go down? Definitely it will go down. Do I know when? Absolutely not. It can be tomorrow. It can be next week. It can be next month. It can be next year. It could be in 10 years. I can guarantee you in the next 10 years or 20 years, I guarantee you for sure, 100% confident, in 20 years there will be one down year in the market. For sure. Naturally, markets are cyclical. They go up and down. And the governments play an important role in that as well. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And right now, we are talking about the greed of the people. People wanting to get out of bonds and buy into stocks. People thinking to themselves, oh, when interest rates go down, bonds go down. So why would I be in bonds? Let's go in stocks. Folks, be cautious of that, because when the stock market drops, bonds are there to help pick up the slack. It gives you stability. And late 2016, bonds got destroyed. Part of the reason, because the stock market was skyrocketing. In addition to that, interest rates went up. Now, do we know what's going to happen to interest rates? No, we do not. And a lot of it's tied to the treasury rate as well. Heck, interest rates, the Fed funds are raising the rates and the treasuries are maintaining and even below than where they were months ago. They're still under 2.5%. What is the purpose of me throwing out all this information? Is you don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Sure, over a long period of time, you can assume interest rates are going to go up. You can also assume the stock market's going to go up. But folks, nobody knows, and what I don't want, I've been seeing people come into our offices, people calling us, wanting to put in $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, $1,000,000+ in the stock market now. Why? Because they're jealous that all the people that are disciplined, that are investing their money, not trying to time markets, are making a lot of money. And that's where you got to be thinking to yourself, because you could have been sold an annuity a few years back. A few years back, you being sold this annuity was all based on fear. And now it's been 9 years of nothing but up in the stock market. And sure, of course, you're thinking to yourself, only me this happens to. But some of you might be looking at your annuity right now saying, well, it's going up too. So I guess I'm happy. Now, it's not going up anywhere as much as everything else you may have that's maybe invested, or what your people that you're working with, family members you have, saying their accounts are growing at. But you're thinking, I wanted it for safety, and you're happy. Well, guess what, you guys? Take a look at your annuity. I want you to take a look at what you have. It is extremely important for the following reasons. You should be calling your annuity company and asking them, if I were to annuitize this, what does that mean? Well, you bought the annuity for a reason. So you bought your annuity because you were promised you're going to get some income for the rest of your life. So what are you waiting for? So you are going to annuitize this thing. I seen a client at 65 years old. They have $100,000. It was actually $75,000. So I'm trying to make this easy. But you know what? Let's just go with the real numbers. They had $75,000 in an annuity. Now, the annuity claims they had a value of $95,000. I don't know where they're getting that from, but they claim they got $95,000. So because they're paying them out 4% on that, they're going to be getting roughly $4,000 a year for the rest of their life. For the rest of their life, they'll get $4,000 a year. So they might be thinking to themselves, they're happy. Now, these people are 65. They're actually 67 years old, but to make my point, they're 65 years old. So here's something you have to think. If they take it now, their pension, at 65 years old, they get $4,000 a month for the rest of their life. Let's assume they live till 90 years old. So they're 65 years old. They deposited $75,000 into the account. They tried to take it out today, they would only get $75,000. They started this 7 years ago. they would get $4,000 a month for the rest of their life. So if they do that, them being 65, they take it until 90, they've taken $4,000 a year for 25 years. Guess what, guys? That's $100,000. I want you to think about this for a second here. If you have $75,000 and in 25 years, you've only pulled out $25,000 more than your original principal, what do you think your rate of return was over that 25-year period? It's actually not 25-year period because you started it 7 years ago. And then from when you're taking it to now, you're taking $4,000 a month. It's actually more like 32 years. So over 32 years, because you bought it 7 years ago, and now they want to give you $4,000 a month for life. Some of you might be happy because you get $350 a month forever. What rate of return do you think you get on that thing? So your $75,000 investment, assuming you live until 90 years old, you will end up pulling out $100,000. And that's God willing you do and live longer. But here's the thing. And there's a reason they say insurance products like an annuity. The company, insurance company, hopes you die. There's a reason they say it's opposite of a life insurance policy. Life insurance, they never want you dying. They want you to outlive your policy. Annuity is different. They want you dead. I know that sounds morbid, but it's true because the sooner you die, the less that you have to pay out. So what I want to do is go over, assuming you had $75,000 and over 30 years, you now have $100,000 is what you've taken out. I want you to think about what do you think that rate of return is and how great this annuity is that they told you you're going to get a guaranteed 7% or whatever the case is. I want you to think about that because we're going to go on a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to discuss what rate of return that you were getting on that annuity. Folks, we're going to be right back after a few words. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. That's on every weekend. We're here on Sundays at 5 o'clock covering all important topics of personal finance. We're going over retirement planning, making sure you're prepared for retirement, social security and strategies, real estate, taxes, avoiding them now and in the future, investments, reducing fees, commissions, and so on, insurance, and estate planning. Folks, we are offering a free financial assessment that you could take advantage of. We have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Give us a call to take advantage. It's a $500 offer. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website, falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. Enjoy the show. We're on 5 o'clock every Sunday. We look forward to serving you.
AM 590, The Answer.
Welcome back, folks. This is Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, your host of More Knowledge, More Wealth. Here on every weekend, we are talking about all important topics of personal finance, and now we're talking about how the stock market's rallied up, how you bought that annuity back after 2008, and now everybody's accounts are going up in value. Now you're thinking to yourself, man, my annuity's not going up that much, so maybe I should take some of my money in my savings account and go invest it. Well, hold up there for a minute there, champ. I want to focus on, number one, what's your annuity doing, how that works, and what you should be doing. I'm not saying the market's going to continue to go up or it's going to go down, but I am going to highlight to you what you were sold and how it actually works. And if you need help with the annuity that you were sold, probably at a free dinner seminar or through your bank or virtually through just a commission-based person who arguably is going to be deemed illegal now with the new fiduciary ruling, give us a call. We can help make sense of your investment that you have if it's the right thing to do. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. So we went over, before the break, we're talking about an annuity that somebody purchased for $75,000. They bought it in 2009. Well, now we are in 2017. That's 8 years ago. They have the option at 65 years old where they can pull out $4,000 a month for the rest of their life. So, with that being said, if you do that at 65 and the insurance company, the annuity company, they assume you're going to die at 90. That means you're pulling it out for 25 years. Well, you got the annuity 8 years ago. So that means you really have had the annuity for over 30 years. What is the rate of return if you have an investment for 30 years and it goes from $75,000 to $100,000? Folks, that rate of return is barely 1%. It is barely 1%. Folks, insurance is designed not to make you money. It's designed to protect you from you. It could be designed to protect you from an accident that you did. It could be designed to protect you if somebody dies and supplements the income. That's you dying or your spouse dying. A disability policy protects you if you get disabled. An annuity is an insurance product. It's not an investment. Don't be lied to. And sadly, you have been lied to. That's why the Department of Labor is forcing fiduciary ruling changes to make advisors fiduciaries. And it's sad that you've been taken advantage of. I understand, because you probably didn't know, because they were telling you that you're going to get a 7% guarantee return on your investment, when in reality, you're getting not even a percent, which is, heck, you should have just put it in a CD. You should just put it in one of these online saving accounts, getting 1.25%. Plus, you have access on it. Plus, guess what, guys? If you don't live until 90 years old, then you lose. Let's just say you start taking it at 65, and then God forbid, now I got to get my calculator out here, you pass away at 85. So let's think about that for a second. That means you've only taken it, so you put in $75,000. You're taking out $4,000 a month. So let's just do the math on that. That means you've taken out, for 15 years, you've taken out $4,000. Guys, that's easy math. That's $60,000 you've only taken out, and you put in $75,000 over 30 years ago. You've made a negative rate of return on your money. There is a reason the government is getting involved with this, because advisors, not salespeople, commission-based salespeople, the one you see at your banks, the one you see on TV, the ones that say we bring insurance and investments together, they sound so good during the March Madness or Super Bowl or baseball playoffs. But in reality, they're taking advantage of you. And you need help with that before you start the annuitization process. Because the second you start taking that $4,000 a year, that $350 a month, you're toast, you're done, you can't touch it, and you just signed your savings away for the insurance company. So my comment to you is, over a 30-year period, do you think you could do better than 1% on your money? Holy smokes, a treasury, which is guaranteed. The only thing in the United States that's guaranteed is the United States Treasury. And why is that? Because if the government really had problems, how can they pay you back? They just print more money. It's guaranteed. That's the only thing in the United States of America that is guaranteed. That, death and taxes, of course, if you know what I'm saying. By the way, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Gabriel Shaheen, Certified Financial Planner, host of More Knowledge, More Wealth, here on every weekend. We're talking about all important topics of personal finance. And folks, if you want help making sure that you did not get stuck with such a silly investment, that you are not overpaying, you did not get taken advantage of, give us a call. That's why we are offering a free financial assessment, which is a $500 offer. We recommend that you take advantage of it. It's going to tell you where you are today, how retirement looks like. It's going to go over taxes, investments, insurance, estate planning, the whole shebang, and all your questions. We are offering it to you at no cost. And we have offices all across Southern California, including the Inland Empire. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird, where we can help make sense of your situation. Because now those same advisors, now people out there are trying to sell you to the idea to now you should be investing. And it just is so perfect that they sell you on fear when the markets are dropping and the market's at all-time high, and now they're trying to tell you to get back in. You're doing what exactly you don't want to do. You are selling high. Or excuse me, that's what you want to do. You are selling low, like you did in 2008, to buy that junky annuity at a 1% rate of return. And then you're buying high, like now, at markets at 22,000. That doesn't seem accurate. That doesn't seem right. It's exactly backwards of what you should be doing, which means you don't have an advisor. You have somebody that sees the current headlines and are selling you on headlines so you can buy from them. That's a transactional person. Sadly, so many people are working with them. And it's so sad. I mean, people come to our firm all the time, Falcon Wealth Planning, which is a fee-only, non-commissioned firm, because you get information and knowledge of things you need to do. We don't get commissions. We don't get compensated from junk that you're being offered. And you would think to yourself, would you want to work with a doctor like this that gets compensated by having to prescribe you medication that's going to have to operate on you, do unnecessary surgeries on you, unnecessary testing on you? Would you want to deal with a dentist that just rips out teeth because they make money by putting you in implants and crowns and root canals? Would you want to work with an accountant that gets compensated by making sure you have extra forms on your taxes and doing extra things that are not necessary? An attorney, would you want to just go to trial for because? No. You want to work with people that are doing what's in your best interest, but yet arguably one of the most important people outside of your health that are in charge of your finances, that you've hired, that you're working with, that you don't even know, that you're trusting. You don't even know what they did before. You didn't do any research on them. You didn't ask them what they've done 10 years ago. You didn't ask for their work history. You don't know if they've ever had financial issues. You never looked them up on FINRA and the SEC. And they're slinging product. There's a reason they jump from firm to firm. They get commissions and incentives from moving to another firm. And then they lie and say they got promoted. That's a lie. They did not get promoted. They can call themselves whatever they want, whether it's VP, senior VP, whatever they want to call themselves. They can call themselves whatever. I can call myself the president of the United States. That's not regulated. So my point is you need to understand that. And now they were selling you fear in the past, and now they're selling you on the greed of the success of the stock market. You're chasing something that's not there. You're chasing someone who's just trying to make money off you. I want you to be careful of the advice that you get. You should be working with somebody who doesn't care if you invest your cash. They only want you to invest your cash because you need to invest your cash to live your life. If they're not telling you if you're going to have a successful retirement by running it through software that is a talented individual that understands your taxes, that understands your situation, that's giving you advice on when to take Social Security versus take it now because of their hunch or them thinking the Social Security is going to run out, you are getting information from the wrong people. You are working with the wrong people. You are not getting the advice that you need. And folks, you got people like the president, billionaires, the most wealth in this country that are working with advisors. You should be too. And you don't need to be a multimillionaire, multibillionaire to get that advice. That's an often misknown fact. Some people think I can't afford the same type of people that President Trump has. I can't afford to get the same advice that doctors get or anything like that. Folks, that is just simply not true. And to prove that to you, to make sure you're not missing out on any opportunities, to make sure you're not missing out of any strategies, just like we had somebody getting an extra $8,000 a year that had no clue is even eligible to them via Social Security strategies. We are offering a free financial assessment to you. We're going to offer that to you where we'll tell you what you should be doing if you're on track for retirement, what strategies are available, what ways you could save on taxes, how you are not overpaying on your investments where it's high fees, high costs, high commissions, and control the risk you're taking. Folks, it's a $500 offer you will get for free. All you need to do is give us a call. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Or visit our website at falconwealthplanning.com. That's falconwp.com for short. We can help make sure that you can enhance your lifestyle with opportunities that are available. Folks, that's what we do. That's what we do on a daily basis. You retire once in your life. We retire 20 times a month. Give us a call. By the way, this was a fast, fast show. We got to close out this show. Holy smokes. Thanks for tuning in with us. Feel free to always join our podcast. Just look up More Knowledge, More Wealth on your iPhones. You can always reach out to myself or any one of our colleagues at Falcon Wealth Planning. Our phone number is 855-963-2526. That's 855-96-FALCON, like the bird. Folks, we enjoyed this show today. Our goal is to give you the knowledge you need to increase your wealth. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. Have a great week, and God bless.